Hi, this is Romel here, and we are in conversation with Sigrid after an amazing book, a convention she had created with Yuvraj last week. And we are doing a follow-up on how that experience was, and we'll also talk more about your upcoming workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So, hi Sigrid, welcome to the radio.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. So, Sigrid, for some of the guests who also listen to the radio, if you can give a short intro about how hypnotherapy and homeopathy and everything else that is involved in your book.
So I'm a classical homeopath with in sensation method, which is a deeper method, and as the name suggests, it's about how you really feel inside. So it's less of a bookish kind of homeopathy, but more going deeper into your inner worlds and inner experiences. And I teach this to MDs in Germany since 15 years. So, and or will I offer free my work, like people who are here for some time, usually we used to all work for free for each other. This is how it should be, and I stand for it. Then I stumbled over hypnotherapy in 2009 and discovered that actually I was doing something quite similar without knowing what I was doing and why I was doing and how the session went. So I went up to now doing my certification as a hypnotherapy trainer, then transpersonal regression therapy, which is even a more naturally evolving method on the same principles. And obviously my work with homeopathy and with transpersonal regression therapy is very similar. So in homeopathy, this session leads to somehow this element of nature, which is your, like, your power animal or your power plant or your power mineral. So I do a regression to a non-human part in you. And in the transpersonal regression therapy, we will look at the big decisions on a human level, karma issues, past lives, unfinished past lives, inner child work. So same technique and with just a different aim. And both are very connected. For example, people in accidents, suddenly a lot of energy is gone, but suddenly a snake or a plant or something appears in front of the inner vision. So this is their homeopathic remedy. So in kind of big stress, the non-human energy is there to keep you alive. And of course, with constitutional homeopathy, you do one session to discern this substance from nature. Sometimes you need more, 80% it's in one session. And then you have a homeopathic remedy of this, which keeps you healing and getting more healthier for the rest of your life. Like I have mine now for nearly 30 years, and I have people who started with me 15 years ago. So whenever they have or I have something, I wait for self-healing, rest, becoming aware of what's happening. If this doesn't work, I take my remedy. Next day I'm fine and set. Usually. So why would I do transpersonal regression therapy and all this? Because in bigger traumatic issues or past life issues, energy work needs to be done additionally. For example, my remedy always helps me. But why I came to India and got stuck in Oroville, it's not related to it. That's a karmic issue. That is not of this life.
Wow.
So Oroville, we are a club of people who have come here totally illogically. It means other issues are at play than our normal context here.
Well, that's like a whole list of things that you have summarized. And it's very unique to hear, because conventionally, normally you would have homeopathy as a different doctrine altogether and hypnotherapy a different doctrine altogether, and having both together, not only complementary, but it gives the feeling of holistic, and that's more in the line of where you're working. It's not just looking at issue of a person from one point of view, you're doing it from other point of view to give it more holistic approach.
Mm-hmm. And then take the tools which are appropriate. Which also means that sometimes I send people for family constellation, because with Yuval and Morgan we have you know, very advanced, amazing people here doing it. So if it's about how you stand with your family and this is in itself, it's a big stress, go there.
Wow.
Etc. with other, you know, therapies.
Like hypnotherapy, the upcoming session, you have a workshop coming on 18th of January. So this workshop is going to be based more on hypnotherapy, or is it an introduction to homeopathy? Or
no, it is about integral health. So what are the elements which are in play for health? So I would say the body is the surest response from your subconscious to show you the way. It's speaking to you. So what are the elements? So there's karmic issues, past lives, inner child work. There is the homeopathic side of it, the non-human element. There's, of course, you need to eat, sleep, and move well, you know. It's a prerequisite. But then there's your ancestral lineage, like what we do in family constellation. There are several things in play. So I will outline them, and then we do small short exercises to experience this one or that one, and of course discussions, questions and answers, and we end with a healing session where you go to your own resource for your own self-healing as a guided meditation.
That's like focusing so much of energy to be able to apply all of these doctrines individually. As you're saying, any person can have an issue with coming from any source.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to kind of identify that. And as you mentioned now, family constellation also, that's another dimension altogether. So someone who comes to you can have a feeling of, this is a complete consultation, isn't it?
Obviously, yeah, it's a complete consultation. And of course, I also do a lot of diagnostic work. I work a lot with mental health issues, people having trauma, drug abuse, and sudden changes after accidents, or accidents and never healed, chronic issues, autoimmune diseases.
So in the workshop, it's going to be more on a one-to-one basis, or are you going to do this in more group sessions?
No, it is a group.
It's a group?
No, consultation is separate. This is a workshop. I will outline the why and how parameters of health.
More on the lines of introduction.
Yeah.
So, is there going to be any activities people will be involved in? Can they expect some breakthroughs to come after this workshop?
No, in insight. And then the self-healing, of course, we do the group session for self-healing. We do some short exercises to recover lost energies, be present, how to, you know, be more aware. So, it is rather through concentration, not through meditation, because being aware means being here, eyes open, not closed.
And is there any kind of preparation someone has to do for coming to this workshop, or?
No, it is for general public.
Okay, so anyone who doesn't have necessary an issue to deal with, but also to get information, can come and participate in the workshop.
Yeah. So to understand what is involved to get better, eventually.
Right.
So I have a lot of people who come because their stomach doesn't digest, their stomach is kind of closed. And they try, you know, so many diets and no diet works, because it's not about the stomach. It's about your nervous system shutting down because of stress. So you need to learn how to unstress. Then you can digest anything.
So the timing for the workshop is going to be at what?
9 to 5:30.
It's 9 to 5:30.
1.5 hour break at lunch.
Okay. And
and it's in Shanga Guest House in the center of Auroville, very green tropical place. Natural.
Is there any contribution or anything someone has to do for this workshop?
Aurovillians come for free. Just, you know, some little bit for the tea and coffee. And the guests have to contribute, yes. Because they earn a salary, so they have to contribute.
Okay. Because you have such a vast paradigm of knowledge, I just want to ask you, so is there anything on a normal basis, regular basis, someone can do at home to connect to this inner child, or the hypnotherapic feeling inside, to get sent to find the central place?
So the easiest thing Mother proposed, no? Put your hands on your heart and feel what you feel, whatever is there. I did this for many, many years because I had difficult times. So I learned through this. So this is the simplest and very effective method. And then in the evening before you go to sleep, just don't read, don't watch TV, don't go to the computer. Have 1 hour where your mind is free to settle and ask yourself, what happened? What did you feel throughout the day? Just revise quickly. Oh. Don't judge, just to feel. And then no judgment. So there's a lot of people who want to let go of stuff. So as a past life therapist, I can tell you that you don't let go of anything. Everything is there, even what happened centuries ago. The feelings of that time are still there, even today, if they're relevant. So to say that I'm crossing, jumping over a line and that I let go of anything because I want to, is, to me, not relevant, because everything, what you experienced is encoded, is you can reach it with your consciousness, and you can just ask to learn from it. That's it. So if you messed up in one relationship, maybe in the second, so hopefully for the third one you learned. That's it. But to say that let me let go of the first relationship and let me let go of the second relationship is nonsense, because it happened for you to learn.
So part of holistic healing is also getting an understanding of your whole being also.
And acceptance.
And accepting of that whole being.
Whole being, so.
That there can be things which you might know, which you might not like, which you might not understand, but there has to start with an acceptance of.
Yeah, because there's always also, you always have polarity. So me as a healer, I have a past life of which I just exactly did the opposite. So I'm here frantically sending sugar pills all over the world. This will heal you. It is not poisonous. So why? The answer came. Wow. So you go into acceptance. Okay, you know. So now I'm trying to do better. Okay. It's okay.
I think this is a really amazing opportunity, because you are giving your workshops and your seminar all over the world, and you've been doing this for a very, very long time. And as we discussed more, you are not only dealing with a couple of doctrines, you have an entire array of approach that you can offer to people. And someone who really wants to create any kind of shift and or even get a deeper insight would definitely get a lot of value from your upcoming workshop. From the radio side, we can wish you all the best. Maybe we'll catch up with you soon, post your workshop, how it was. Thank you for your time, Sigrid.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.